Hello, welcome back for module number two. As I said at the end of module number one, we will be talking about organizational performance in this module. But before we get there, one of the things that we will be talking about is competitive advantage. I do not want to forget this point, so actually I wrote it down and I want to read it verbatim. Competitive advantage is the desired end state of the strategic management process. Each of the other segments, because remember we're going to be talking about the strategic management process throughout this, each of the other segments of the strategic management process is undertaken with the aim of achieving competitive advantage. So remember, the end state of all the strategic planning, everything we're doing, is to reach that goal of having competitive advantage, of being the leaders in the space, of having something that other people desire that makes them want to buy your product or your service. The book talks about how the foundation of strategic management is to answer three questions, and that is, where are we? Where are we? Where are we going? And then how are we going to get there? So if you ask the first question, where are we, how would you do that? Well, you have to do that through an organizational assessment. So you have to understand where you are, you have to bring in tools, and you have to sit down and have an honest assessment of your organization. So you could look at data. Financial data certainly tells you a lot. You can look at, depending on what your industry is, if we're talking about educational institution, they would look at enrollment data. They would see if they have customers coming in. You would look at sales. You would look at your employee compensation compared to other workforce. You look at turnover rate and retention and all those things. And all those things are about where are you going. You want to know if your people are satisfied. You want to know where you are in relation to the marketplace. You want to know that you are the best company out there, and you want people to come to you. But the book talks about Starbucks, and Starbucks, one would argue, is the most successful organization that sells coffee in the United States, as far as a coffee shop goes. Some may argue that McDonald's sells more coffee, and other places sell more coffee. But as far as a coffee chain franchise model, Starbucks is it. They are the most successful. And if they were to say, where are we? One of the things they would look at is their competitors. And they would say, yeah, well, we're number one. But, Caribou Coffee has X percent of the market share. And even though we have X percent, we need to look at what Caribou Coffee is doing. And certainly McDonald's and Burger King sell a lot of coffee. So we need to make sure that, we can attract customers to take some of those customers away. So Starbucks, when they're talking about where they are, yeah, they may be the leader, but that doesn't mean they're going to stay on top. And they constantly have to be working to keep their market position and to continue to gain competitive advantage over their competitors. If anybody's had Starbucks coffee, you know it's very expensive. But again, when we talk about strategy, that's okay. For them, it's okay that they have expensive coffee. That does not bother them because they have other things that are important to them. And those other things that are important to them is having an experience that's very successful so they don't have to be the lowest cost provider of coffee out there. So when we talk about vision, one of the things that we need to think about is, what is the role of vision? So there's this quote in the text about Warren Bennis, and it talks about that vision is the one key tool that executives use to inspire people in the organization. But remember that a vision is aspirational. It's what you hope to become. It's not where you are today. It's not where you are today. It's where you want to go in the future. Let's look at some famous vision company vision statements. And if you give me a second, I will bring those up. So here we go. And I want you, if you know these companies, I want you to see if you feel they are aspirational or not. Where are they? Here we go. So here are some. Alzheimer's Association, a world without Alzheimer's disease. Now, that's certainly very aspirational, right? And that's very forward-looking. Teach America, one day all children in the nation will have the opportunity to obtain an excellent education. And that one's not great, but it's good. Microsoft, a computer on every desk and in every home. Now, that is an aspirational vision. LinkedIn, create economic opportunities for every member of the global workforce. Facebook, connect with friends and the world around you on Facebook. Would that be considered a vision? Here we go. This is a good vision. To be the world's most loved, most efficient, most profitable airline. And then Duncan, I think this is very aspirational as well. To always be the desired place for great coffee beverages and delicious complimentary donuts and bakery products to enjoy with family and friends. So those are certainly some pretty good vision statements. And as you can see, and as we talk about those are very aspirational. They're very high level. They clearly articulate what a company's goals are. What they want to do. Think about Southwest, to be the world's most loved and efficient and most profitable airline. I mean, is there any question that where they want to go, what they're trying to do? Is there any question that if you work for Southwest Airlines that you could be inspired by something like that mission? That's certainly a very inspirational and aspirational message. Let's see. So the book, a book said that creating an inspiring vision is a tremendous challenge for executives. And 98% know where they want to go. 98% of CEOs know where they go, but 90% do not trust their own ability to create a vision. And that's why you have consulting firms that make a lot of money to create vision, mission, and value statements for people. That's because CEOs don't trust their own thing. But you know, one of the things that I think is important to mention is everybody needs to be focused on what that vision is. And that CEO has to be 100% committed to that vision, whatever that vision is, has to be 100% committed. And that's where I think a lot of companies get in trouble, is they're not 100% committed to the vision. So we need to make sure that they are. The book mentions a couple other ones. One of my favorites is to be the best food company growing a better world is Heinz. And I always thought that was a good one. So the mission is the reasons the organization exists, what its purpose is. So that answers the question, who are we? A couple good mission statements. Let me bring them up. Give me one second. Let me switch my screen here, and let us scroll down and get to the good mission statements. Some might argue that is not really a mission statement based on what we just talked about. That seems more aspirational and more of a vision statement, so I'm going to leave that to you to think about. This is certainly a you know, this is a this could be a mission statement, but it could also be a vision statement as well. Spread ideas. That's a pretty good mission statement. That's from TED. TED videos you will be reading in his class, but spread ideas. But the reason I wanted to point out a couple of these was there is some confusion, I think, about what a mission statement is and what a vision statement is, and not everybody does a good job at it. You know, you can look through these different mission statements and you can say, well, are those really mission statements or are those vision statements? I think this is a pretty good mission statement myself, American Express. So anyway, that is some examples of some mission statements. So let's go back to talking about mission. So if a vision describes what the organization desires to be in the future, the mission is grounded in both the past and the present. And again, it wants to explain why you would support the organization, where they're going, what they're doing, and who really they are. So the book gives some examples of them. I like Walmart's to save people money so they can live better. Remember that mission statements are short and concise. So a few years ago, I had the opportunity to help a company come up with their mission, vision, and values. And I will show you what those look like. Where is it? Who we are, I think. Oh, they don't have their mission on here anymore. But their mission was three paragraphs, but it boiled down to a few words. And when we talk about what a mission is and why it was important, it boiled down to the last couple words that people came up with. And those words were this right here. I have them highlighted on the screen. I'm going to zoom in, and I will share my screen. To make a lasting impact. Whoops. Sorry about that. Make a lasting impact. So their mission is to make a lasting impact. That's a pretty powerful mission, but it's only a few words. And that's what I wanted to point out, is that when you go through these kind of exercises, that you don't have to have a long, convoluted, drawn-out mission or even a vision, but especially a mission. It should be very short and concise. You know, because people should be able to repeat it. You should be able to go to any person in a company and say, hey, what's your mission? What's your vision? What's your values? What are them? What are they? What are they? And it should be translated. One of the things that I really like that my current boss does is he makes it a point to every single meeting where we all collectively come together, because we live in a virtually and geographically dispersed work team. When we come together, one of the things that he always says is, okay, let's start with this. What is our mission? What is our vision? What are our values? And people across the organization should be able to say, here's what our mission is. Here's what our vision is. Here's what our values are. People should be able to do it. Remember when, and the book talks a lot about this, so I don't want to really go into it in a lot of detail, but if you've ever heard of strategy, sorry about that. I don't know what I did there. If you've ever heard of strategy, that's not what I was trying to do. I was trying to do this. You will hear a discussion of SMART goals. And when you create your mission, and you have to have SMART goals. So they have to be specific, they have to be measurable, they have to be attainable, they have to be realistic, and they have to be time-bound. So one of the things to think about is to always think about the SMART goals as the framework for when you're creating your your mission statement and actually any kind of strategic planning that you will go through. All right, values. So what our values are is what principles do you live by? What is your value statement? What is important to you? Certainly, there are a lot of different values that exist out there. I will bring up an example of one. I happen to be wearing my Boeing Airlines polo today, and somebody sent me this. So it was very nice of them. But I'm wearing my Boeing Airlines polo today because it's one of the most comfortable polos I have. So we will see if we can find Boeing's values. And I would guess that they would be right down here under our principles. And let's see if they talk about their values. Our values. There they are. So Boeing, they have the values of engineering excellence. They're accountable. They want to apply lean principles. They want to eliminate traveled work. They want to reward predictability and stability. And they do that by leaning on safety, quality, and integrity, operating with humility, inclusion, transparency, leadership, stakeholder trust, and respecting one another. So their values are a little convoluted, but you can see that what is important to them is to be accountable, excellence, applying lean principles, which means process improvement, and always making sure that they are being as efficient as possible, making sure that that they're doing things to do things right the first time, every time, and then they want stability in their business. So that is what Boeing values. You may value other things. Certainly, if you're a Christian business, you have principles that you value and that are important to you. And these values can be ingrained in your corporation as well. Harley-Davidson's values are integrity, accountability, creativity, teamwork, individuality, and diversity. So those are a few. So key takeaways from what we've discussed. Remember, a vision is aspirational. That is where you want to be in the future. Remember, a mission is going to talk about your past and your present, and it doesn't have to be long. It can be short, but it needs to talk about where you want to be, make a lasting impact. Where you are, who you are, what role you play, and then your goals are going to be your SMART goals. They're going to be specific, measurable, time-bound, those kind of things. And then you can also make your mission and your other areas of your business follow SMART goals as well. And then your corporate values are the key principles that a company endorses and lives by. So let's think about mission, vision, and values and the importance of them. Now we're going to shift a little bit, and we're going to talk about organizational performance, which is kind of difficult to understand, but we're going to go through it. Remember that it's primarily concerned with measures and benchmarks. So you want to see where the organization's progress can be gauged. So you do that through things like profitability, through stock price, through sales. If you're a nonprofit, you do it through giving. How much giving do you have this year over the last year? Things like that. So one of the things to remember is that when you are looking at measures, that there is a variety of measures. There's different measures. The textbook gives you some good ones. This is related to performance metrics and indicators. So there's liquidity measures, there's leverage measures, and then there's profitability measures, which we talked about profitability as well. But remember, let's not forget the amount of debt you have and the ratio of your assets, cash in your checking account. Those kind of things are measures as well. But financial performance is just one of many measures that you want to look at. Again, you know, we've talked about things earlier where we talk about things like customer measures, learning and growth measures. We've talked about things like retention and HR strategy and those kind of things as well. The book table talks about using a balanced scorecard to determine your performance, and they break it down by financial measures, by customer measures, by internal business process measures, and by learning and growth measures. So that's very interesting. One other thing I want to point out is that my email only is going off when it seems when I switch my screen on. So I apologize for those pop-ups in the corner. So sorry about that. Anyway, the book does a good job of talking about the financial ratios. So I'm going to let the book explain that. But one of the things that I do that I think is important to talk about is market share, which is the percentage of the market that you have. So the book says that Apple's market share would be 25% if they own 25% of all the revenue that's generated from sales of smartphones. I actually think Apple's market is higher. So let's find out Apple market share with what do you want to pick? Apple watches. Let's do watches. With smartwatches, and let's see what their market share is in the marketplace. Let's see. All right, here we go. So Apple owns 34% of the global smartwatch market. So that is a measure of their performance. So they could look at that number of that 34%, and they could say, hey, that's great. One of our goals for next year is to get to 40%. And then we're going to have, and remember, that would be a SMART goal. We talked about SMART goals earlier. That would be a SMART goal. Our goal is to get to 40% over the next 4 years. So that's an example of where Apple could go. But right now, in the global smartwatch market, they own 34%. And we could look up other measures, computer market and things like that, and you can see that Apple is, as many of you know, is performing very, very well. So I just wanted to use that one insight of market share to kind of show you how all those things that the book talks about works together. Let's talk about internal process measures as well. So Boeing talked about Lean Six Sigma, talked about lean processing and lean improvement as one of their values. That is certainly an internal business process measure. So that could be how long does it take to manufacture a product? Is there a way to make it faster? So for Boeing, for their aircraft, they actually have them on assembly lines, which they build these big, massive, huge planes on an assembly line where it actually moves, like, I think it's something like 1 mile an hour every hour or something. But they move very slowly, and then the workers, as it's at their station, the plane kind of moves through the plant and kind of moves around, and the workers kind of work on it in their station, then you know, the plane moves. And that's one way that they have their internal business processes, that they have come up with a way to determine what's the most efficient way to make a plane, how long does it take, those kind of things. So all those things can be measured as well. My point is that a lot can be measured, and a lot needs to be measured when you're talking about performance. One of the terms that the book talks about, and we'll talk about it quite a bit, especially is something that you are hearing a lot of companies talk about right now, which is the triple bottom line or sustainability initiatives or things like that, especially when it comes to environment. But let us not forget that there are others as well, which is, so, see, every single time I switch the screen, something pops up. My apologies. The environmental, but there's also social and there's also economic as well. So keep in mind that there is a climate where businesses are not just looking for profitability, but certainly profitability is one measure, but there's other things that are very, very important as well, such as environmental impact, social impact, or economic, in addition to economic impact. So remember that when we talk about performance, when we talk about these things, when we talk about the balanced scorecard, which we use a measure, that it's a multidimensional concept. It comes in from all over the place, and we need to make sure as a firm, as a company, that you're looking at all the different measures, because you can have strong economic performance, but if you your business processes are not very good, or your employees are happy or unhappy, or any other number of measures, then that's eventually going to affect your organizational performance. The goal is competitive advantage. Remember, competitive advantage, competitive advantage, competitive advantage. Apple owns 34% of the smartwatch market, but I guarantee you they want to own 100% of the smartwatch market. And that would come through competitive advantage. So speaking of competitive advantage, that is what we're talking about now. So what is competitive advantage? What do you think it is? Give me a second to think about it. Okay, so competitive advantage is the value. It's what you have, and you're always seeking to have an advantage using the resources, the time, all the stuff you have over your competitors. So there is a little nifty formula that talks about economic value creation, and it's what the customer is willing to pay for a product and the cost incurred for that product. The economic value of a product is different. Competitive advantage is how much economic value one firm has over another firm, and that can be through something like production. So let me give you an example. So we looked at Boeing, and let's say it costs Boeing, I don't know, $100 to make an airplane, make a Boeing 747, and it costs Airbus $170 to make an airplane, that same airplane, a Airbus 380, maybe? I think that's comparable. Anyway, whatever the Airbus version of the Boeing 747 is, and it costs Boeing $100, and it costs Airbus $170, well, Boeing would have a significant competitive advantage over Airbus because they can sell it for cheaper. It costs cheaper, or they have more profit. So remember that when you're talking about competitive advantage, which is advantage one firm has over another, economic value creation is an important point when it comes to it. So that, my friends, will conclude our lecture. Next, we will be talking about the external environment. Remember, when we talk about strategic management, when we talk about these concepts, there are external forces, there are internal forces that are at play here that's important. So you can go through all the mission, vision, value, SMART goals, exercises, market performance, measuring all that, competitive advantage. You can go through all that stuff as much as you want, but you need to remember that you have that pressure from the external environment, which may need you to be adaptable and shift your business model, just like we did with those masks, shift your business model as quickly as possible. So thank you for your time and attention for Module 2. We are going to roll into Module 3, but before we do, let us take a moment to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this class. Thank you for helping us to learn these concepts about strategic management, to focus on the importance of vision, mission, and values and goals. And certainly as believers, we have those that our mission and our vision in our personal lives, our spiritual life is set, Lord. We know what that is. You commanded us well and have commanded us well. And is tell others about you. Lord, thank you for our salvation. Thank you for the opportunity to learn in this kind of environment. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come together and learn from each other. So, Lord, just continue to bless this class. Continue to remove the distractions that would prevent us from focusing on learning this material, Lord, and just help us to be good, good and faithful servants to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. Next module, we will be focusing on the external environment. We'll be talking about the relationship between organization and environment. We'll be talking about how to evaluate the environment, evaluating the industry, and then we'll be talking about strategic grouping. So you have all that to look forward to, and I can't wait to talk to you about it and hear, and you know, we'll develop some thoughts together. Thank you.